On this Good Friday service, the psalm is Psalm 22. The scripture readings for this service are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 13, through chapter 53, verse 12. The epistle is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 18, verse 1, through chapter 19, verse 42. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the Old Testament book of Isaiah from chapter 53, verses 1 through 12, and on the Gospel according to St. John from chapter 19, verses 17 through 42. He will read those for you now for his sermon titled, By His Wounds We Are Healed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, beginning with verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 19th chapter. So they took Jesus.
This Good Friday service psalm is Psalm 22. The scripture readings for this Good Friday service. The scripture readings are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Isaiah, 52 verse 13 through 53 verse 12. The epistle is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 verses 14 to 16 and chapter 5 verses 7 to 9. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 18 verse 1 through 19, verse 42. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the reading from Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 12, and also on the Gospel from St. John, chapter 19, verses 17 through 42. He will read those for you now for his sermon titled, By His Wounds We Are Healed.
So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place, that the scripture might be fulfilled: "Not one of his bones will be broken." And again, another scripture says, "They will look on him whom they have pierced." After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Consider with me the Good Friday wounds of Jesus. He endures them not because he deserved them for wrongs he did or by committing sin. He was sinless. He was not guilty. In his passion, he bears the sin of the world that he did not commit. The gashes, cuts, abrasions, and lacerations are the result of our sin. And he suffers these injuries in our place for our salvation. The prophet Isaiah spoke more than 700 years before this Good Friday. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. His Good Friday wounds heal us from the wounds of our sin against God, because the blood that flows from those wounds purifies from all sin. Consider his wounds. His head was crowned with thorns. Where one thorn pierces Jesus' head, 1,000 should have pierced us for eternity because of our sin. But here, Jesus is deeply wounded for us and for the healing of our mind. Thorns marked the cursed soil in Genesis 3. Now they mark the Savior's head. Look on those wounds, those deep piercings on his forehead and scalp. They are for the healing of your mind, your anxieties, your false thinking. Everything that has gone wrong in your head is made right in this head, crowned with thorns. And that is faith, which is a mind that understands the scriptures, that proclaims the crucified and risen Jesus, who is your Savior. Consider the stripes on his back inflicted by the whip. Consider, too, with them the blows to his face, now swollen and bruised. Jesus said, if your enemy slaps your right cheek, give him the other as well. We recoil at such words, and we plot revenge on our enemy. Jesus, in his passion, presented the other cheek and prayed for those who beat him to a pulp and hung him on a cross. Father, forgive them, he prayed. Those grisly wounds on his back and face are for our healing. They are the healing of all the blows that we have inflicted on others by our words, our deeds, or our not doing anything. They are the healing of all the blows that others have inflicted on you as you have been slapped and beaten by those who would exert their power over you. And they are the healing of all the blows you have inflicted upon yourself in your wrong-headed way of attempting to atone for your own sins, as if to say, if I beat on myself enough, maybe God will feel sorry for me. Behold the unblemished Lamb of God, bruised, blemished, and beaten by humanity's inhumanity. It is Cain murdering Abel. He's the tortured prisoner of war, the abused wife, the beaten child, the one who is picked on the playground because he's not like the others. He endures this because human life matters. Your life matters. By those Good Friday wounds, you are healed. Now consider his wounded feet. How beautiful are the feet that bring good news, Isaiah said once. His feet brought the good news of God's kingdom to places and ears that had never heard it before. And now those feet are immobilized, pinned by the nails of injustice. He walked the way of righteousness, but now as he, the perfect and sinless one, bears the sin of the world in his body, his feet are bound to the cross as if they were the feet of a sinner, as one who is ungodly, as one who is cursed by God. Who can bear to look at those feet? We should, because they are for the healing of our walk. Our feet are prone to wandering. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. But with his crucified and bleeding feet, Jesus has sought us and found us, the Good Shepherd, especially as they are pierced and nailed to the cross. Now he would use your redeemed feet to bring the good news of salvation to your family, friends, or others in your walk of life. By his wounded feet, you are healed. Consider his wounded side, from which flowed blood and water. His heart was pierced for you, for your transgressions. His heart is God's heart that pours out his life for the life of the world. The water from this deep wound flows straight into the baptismal font. The blood from this yawning wound flows straight to the chalice of the Lord's Supper. Now consider his wounded hands. His wounded hands are pierced all the way through by heavy nails and fixed to the wood of the cross. Consider your hands, how marvelous they are, beautifully designed for intricacy and strength. Hands to build, plant, sew, push pencils and punch keyboards. Hands that caress, comfort, and hold. With our hands, however, we also sin against God and others, working evil rather than good. Jesus would use your redeemed hands to reach out, to help, to serve, to hold, and to assist the brother or sister, the stranger, the man in a ditch, or anyone in need. Jesus' hands knew the work of the carpenter's shop, the splinter of wood, the planer, saws, hammers, nails, and he had the calluses to prove it. With those hands, he reached out to touch the untouchable, the leprous, the sinful woman, the blind man. He touched our humanity with his God in the flesh hands and healed us. And now those hands, nailed to the cross, drenched with his divine blood, do their final and greatest work. He did all this. He endured all this so that he could preach from the cross, "It is finished. The salvation job is done for each of us, and there's this whole world. There is nothing more to be done." Or, as Isaiah said it, "By his wounds we are healed, both now and forever." Amen.
We join in the prayer that the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for this Good Friday service.
Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and delivered into the hands of sinful men to suffer death upon the cross. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
This concludes our Good Friday service. Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.